This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, I need help.
Okay.
We
can drive.
I know we're... So, you guys think we're doing this because there's been some stories out about how there's simple things that give us lots of pleasure, like... The secret to happiness, life's simple little pleasures, and certain people derive a ton of pleasure. I am at a point, and I think the listeners who text in, you little snarky pieces of hell, can tell, I don't have any simple pleasures right now. Mm-hmm. I need...
You have pleasures, but they're not simple, and so they're hard to... Well, because like...
Yeah. I wasn't prepared to be psychoanalyzed.
You're hard to pleasure, soccer.
No, I mean like they're very extravagant. You love great sushi. You love
Like you're nailing it.
The salt, the I don't know, exquisite brown whatever the
like
alcohol.
Blanton's
yeah.
or Weller, like hard to get.
Yes,
liquors.
Yeah, you're right. But Aaron's right.
There's they're few and far between.
There's nothing simple about what brings me pleasure.
You need the little wins every day.
I need That's so. I know you guys were like, "Ooh, let's talk about this simple pleasure thing," and you're like, "This is gonna be fun," and I'm like. And normally what we would do is we'd read some of the things from the story and then we'd ask you to call. I need you to save my life at this point.
Wow.
I need you to call and tell, like, I'm looking to find a way to derive more pleasure out of simple things. It's a very strange, I think it's weird to say this out loud, but you two are more grounded and into simple crap than I am. And you would think that I would have learned by now. Are you not?
No, I...
You are.
I am, but I don't know if that... Was that a compliment?
It was.
Okay.
It was like, normally...
You guys are simple.
No, yeah. Yes, I did make it sound like you... No, I guess I'm saying I've found with friends of mine who've gotten older, as we all do, they get more simple as they get older, and they get more... There's like, oh, just, you know, sometimes so you'll see an old man sitting on a park bench and with kids laughing. And it's like, if anyone takes the time to get to know that man, he's like, just the sound of kids laughing. That's why I'm sitting here. It's just something about it.
Mm.
Just love it. And it's like, I'm going the other way. Like I
shut up.
Right. I want.
But you're having so much fun for.
Like, but you guys have found. Simplicity. I promise you, I'm not trying to.
Right.
I just feel like something's wrong with me. Some circuit got rewired somewhere, and I'm getting more and more complicated. And I want to bring it back down.
Mm.
So,
okay.
While this was going to be fun, now it's about me.
All right. Joy.
Well, it's another day, Aaron.
Like, laughter is a simple pleasure, right?
Yeah
definitely.
That is
there's
one.
Nothing better. Sitting around laughing, laughing, you know, with people who maybe you haven't seen in a while. And then
the best.
You're just
especially
laughing.
When it's people you haven't seen in a while, but you like connect as if you had seen each other every day.
Yeah.
And you're just back to the goofy. Oh, I love it.
Remember that guy? And he was like, oh, and then you were like, that's the best. Reminiscing.
You see, now I'm at a point where I have to have like three different comedy specials playing at the same time to get a chuckle going.
Oh, no.
So,
really? So one of mine is just sitting outside.
Yeah.
Oh, I love to sit outside on our deck, on our porch, on our patio, like anywhere. Just sit
there's
outside.
So many flies.
No, there's not.
Yeah, there is at my house. Maybe it's because I have all my grills and everything, so they're just undead.
Oh.
It's just a, yeah.
But just to sit outside, just to feel a little, the breeze kicks in every once in a while. Oh, there it is. Oh.
Yeah.
That is the best.
So you just go and just sit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Until my wife says she's cold and then we have to go inside.
Okay.
I'm not at that point yet, but I have gotten very into being outdoors. I've gone on hikes every single weekend for like a couple months now. It's nice. Just hearing the birds, like...
You hate birds.
I know. But just hearing them and like...
Interesting, yeah. What?
I don't know. Just hearing them and watching them fly at like really tall heights and just being like, wow, that's really cool. I don't know.
I'm doing my best to not just like jump. Like I jumped all over him when he said being outside and I immediately went flies. So I'm just going to let you have your thing.
Thanks. But you can go on a hike with me. We can do an easy one.
No, you don't want to go on a hike with me.
Because you're just going to complain
the
whole time.
Yeah, I will just be there like, oh my sciatica.
So many flies.
All right. I swear to God, I'm not going to poo-poo everybody who calls in. But like,
okay,
help. Like, just tell us your simple pleasures, and I'm going to write down five of them, and I'm just going to adopt them. I'm going to start doing them regardless of what they are. So what is the thing that brings you happiness? What are your simple pleasures? 303-222-5423 or text into 51059.
Didn't you used to have one of going into your breakfast nook with a cup of coffee and just sitting there?
Does nothing for me now.
Really?
Nothing?
Mm-mm.
Have you tried recently?
Yeah. No, it doesn't. It's so weird.
Do you just sit there and like look at the clock and like, I'm going to sit here for 5 minutes and you just watch it pass?
Nope. It's so weird. Like my coffee's not good enough anymore. I don't know what's going on.
We need to do something to like make your coffee better.
I bought the Breville. I like grind fresh Starbucks, blonde espresso beans. I have the frother. I have the Torani syrups. I have like,
wow.
And it's just... I will say there's one on this list that gives me great pleasure, but I want to do it every day and I can't. Fresh sheets.
Oh, yeah.
That
Those
is
are good.
One.
That's good.
Like, and I will say this. This is one thing that I force myself to do. I make my bed like I'm never coming home again every time I leave my house. Like you don't you kind of want, like, in case you die, like you want your parents to come into your house and go like, oh, wow. They were like...
I knew he had it together.
You're right. It's like, he really made his bed. Like, everything's tucked. Like, my son, like, when he makes his bed, he just kind of just pulls it up.
I'm in between.
Yeah. That's kind of a dark thought, though, to be thinking about while you're making your bed. Let's tap into that. That might be our issue.
Yeah.
No. But, okay, you're right. It is dark. But the end result is, then when you get home, and it's the end of the night, and you've had a crap day, and everything's like, like, it's like coming home to a hotel room. Like when you first get into a hotel sheets and they're like,
so
they
tight
smell like
and just,
bleach
yeah.
and it's so tight and they're so unwrinkled. And you're just like, oh.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So I have one thing. Yeah. When I get in bed is the only thing that's getting me pleasure.
Oh, no. Yeah.
You can enhance it by showering first. You got to shower before clean sheets.
No.
No?
You shower before you go to bed?
No, if the sheets are clean. Yeah, because then you're just clean on clean and clean.
Then you're awake before you go to bed.
But what better time to be? Then you fall
just,
asleep
I'm
by the
sheets. I'm torn because I want my body to be clean, but sleeping on wet hair is the worst.
I don't have that problem. All right. If you can help me, I've made this really depressing. Can you guys say something nice and fun? No. Simple pleasures. What will drag me out of my depression? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're looking for a simple play. Oh, God. Did I ruin it? I ruined it.
No, we're trying to help you as well.
Come on, boss. You didn't ruin it.
We just want to know what gives you pleasure. TX just sitting outside. Do you sit on your front porch, by the way?
I do, yeah. Yeah, we
Your
like,
front porch
we
where everyone
can
see
it.
You.
Yeah, we have like a new little couch. It's like a little, it's like cozy. Okay. So with the little lights and everything.
I don't know. Because some people, okay. Sorry, Michaela.
Yay.
Simple pleasures. What's yours?
My simple pleasure is junk journaling. Throughout my day, I'm just on vacation right now too. I'll collect like receipts. I'll collect tags from my t-shirts I bought, little stickers, postcards. And then I like to go and glue them in my junk journal and journal about the day.
What?
I like that. Because I kind of did that too.
Junk journaling.
Yeah, you keep ticket stubs or like, yeah. I love that.
Print out pictures. It's kind of like a scrapbook, but like messier and it doesn't have to be as perfect.
But like your receipt from King Soopers, you just put that in there?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Hey, my favorite place to go to is Chick-fil-A, and I always put my Chick-fil-A receipt on there that says Diet Coke Light Ice with buffalo sauce because it makes me happy, man.
Michaela, I want to be you so bad, but it just seems so...
I've never heard of this before, but I like it too. Cause even like something as simple as Chick-fil-A, like it brings her so much joy that when she can flip through that book and go, look at all these Chick-fil-A receipts. That's awesome.
That would give me so much anxiety. I don't even know. I'd be like, man, I ate a Chick-fil-A too much.
Got to put the postcards and the pictures, all the happy memories too, not just the mundane.
Yeah, I don't get any of those. That's the problem.
I'm going to start writing you postcards. That's going to be my simple pleasure. Thank you, Michaela. You do that too?
Yeah. With like bigger ticket items, like when I did cool things in London.
I know. It just seems weird to put your Chick-fil-A receipt in there.
Whatever makes you happy.
Okay. Erin?
Yay.
What's your simple pleasure?
So my simple pleasure is the feeling and smell of fresh, warm towels, like on a cold day.
How do you get your towels warm? Do you just dry them?
Yeah, and then with all the super awesome like aromatherapy things, it's quite pleasant.
Really? There's like hacks to do it?
Definitely.
Warm towels. I've looked at sometimes when you're on a plane and they have that Sky Mall.
Oh my gosh, I love that
the
magazine.
The towel warmer thing. Where you just sit there and your towels are always warm.
Yeah.
See, I would hate this. I'm always hot in the shower. It's always steamy. I'm like, I can't get cool.
But don't you want to just get out and feel...
But when you step out of the shower and it's cooler in your house, you put on that warm towel.
Yeah.
And it's like a hug.
Yeah.
Sounds like
a nice warm hug.
Sounds sweaty for me.
I wonder if I could get somebody to just wait for me when I get out of the shower and hug me. Oh, let's call the wife. I don't know how to keep those. I'm ruining it. I'm making it so dark.
You needed more help than we can give.
Krista?
Yay.
Simple pleasures. Do you want to hug me when I get out of the... Never mind. What's your simple pleasure?
So I'm a weirdo. I like to play pretend. So if like if I'm having a hard day, I need to go for a run, I pretend like that there's like a zombie apocalypse. or like, you know, an infestation where it's like the only way I'm going to survive is I'm going to have to run. Like it beats my anxiety, you know, like.
Yeah, that's because you're running. No one wants to actually run. You have to pretend that life is worse in order to run. Just try not running.
Yes, my simple pleasure is not running.
Like, for sure, but like there are other stuff like you do. Like if I'm in my house and I'm like wanting to like enjoy myself, but like not go outside in nature either. Again, I pretend that there's a zombie apocalypse and I have to be fucking quiet while I clean my house.
Yeah.
I'm a mom of like two kids. I have to do weird stuff.
No, you know what? I love that.
Yeah.
Because this happened to me the other day and I don't know why it happened. We were like, me and my kids were all sitting on the couch and just out of nowhere, I looked at them and I'm like, in 5 seconds, the floor is lava. And they're like, what? And I was like, 3, 2. And then we had to like, my son made it upstairs by traversing. He used a chair as a life raft and like took the chair all the way. It was amazing.
That's good.
We jumped from counters. Yeah. No, being a kid is, that might be my answer.
Yeah. I like it.
We're about 8 seconds from the floor being lava in the studio. Glade?
Yes.
What's your simple pleasure?
I work graveyard shift, so it's just driving home, listening to music, and watching the sunrise.
I love that one. There's something about a sunrise. Do you ever get up and watch the sunrise?
Yeah.
On purpose, or you just...
I've heard about them.
Aaron's walk of shaming it. That's when I've seen the sunrise. Oh my God, that's terrible. Ellen?
Yay.
What's your simple pleasure?
I tell you this every time you do this topic.
Oh, boy.
You have not followed through on it yet. Oh, I expect you to do it this time because I am not going to let this die until you do.
Okay, what is it?
You need a purring cat to sit on your chest.
No, I like it. The soft vibrations and knowing that they're comfortable and like relaxed around you.
You just get out of the shower.
I think okay. Tiak and I are on the same page.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Do we even want to do this? Today seems like it sucks.
Honestly, yeah. It's a letdown.
When news matters to you, it matters where you get your news.
God, this is good. Mm-hmm.
If you are searching for news you can trust, then you are completely screwed. This is news or nope.
Good evening. Thank you for joining
what?
Us.
I just got to know, will that ever stop being funny to me?
No, it won't.
Because it's just... You want this so bad, dude.
That his good evening is his, your, I don't know, hello or hola. Whatever.
Yeah, every time you say that, it makes me
hola. Hola. Tiak will occasionally call me just to get me to go, hola. Why is that so? Okay. Sorry.
I don't know.
Sorry, I interrupted.
Good evening. Big news over the weekend. A big streamer has been kicked off of the Kick platform for life because he crashed his $200,000 McLaren live on stream. Did you see any of this?
I thought it was a Lambo. I didn't know it was a McLaren.
It was a McLaren. Whoa. He had just
bought
it. I'm
going to say news because I just want to hear more about this. I just saw, do you think he, I don't believe anything. I think he did it on purpose.
I know. Everything is so like scripted
it's so
now.
Staged. Yeah. It's so like.
It does. Yeah. So he's live.
How did he happen to be live when it happened?
Jack Doherty is his name, but these guys are just live all the time. Like that's what they do is they stream live. So they're just streaming. He just bought the car, $200,000. He's testing out the McLaren. He's got his phone in his hand, which is a big no-no.
Yes.
Everyone knows that.
Mm-hmm. But somebody's filming him from the passenger seat,
absolutely,
right?
Yeah. He's being filmed, and he's kind of looking back at the road, back down at his phone, the road, the phone, and then he just loses control, slides, crashes.
Okay.
And he has been banned permanently from Kick for...
they kicked him off the platform?
Yeah, endangering lives. He's like one of their biggest streamers. I don't watch any of the streaming stuff live, but I see all these guys, like their clips all the time on YouTube.
Kai's a big one as well.
Yeah, I've never seen his stream, but I see Kai's... Yeah.
I've never even...
What?
Okay. I shouldn't talk. I've never even heard of Kick before this moment. That's a real thing?
Yeah, it was like a... it launched, I think, and took a bunch of people off of Twitch. So they brought him with, like, and gave him big.
Okay. What's Twitch? Is this like TikTok, sort of?
Mm.
Wait, is Twitch the one that my son watches? Because it's all
probably.
Just dumb guys playing video games?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like Twitch.
Can somebody explain to me... You guys are young enough to... Like... What's fun about watching somebody else play a game? Like, why wouldn't you just want to play? I
understand
we all watch football, but it's
right.
Like,
sometimes I do that, like Hogwarts Legacy. I was stuck on a thing, and I had to watch someone to figure out a walkthrough because I was rage quitting. so, like, I'll do that, but just to constantly be watching as they're streaming, I don't know.
Like, I'll walk by my son's room in the middle of the night and it's just playing. Like there's just some bald dude sitting there playing some game and just talking trash all night long. He just leaves it on. I don't know if he's hoping that like information goes into his subconscious mind and he'll be better at Fortnite or Halo or whatever he's watching this. The guy's just blowing people up.
Mm.
And I'm like, okay, sorry, that's not what I meant to hit. I meant to hit this.
I like the other one more. this year's the most popular Halloween candy. Normally it's Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, where they rightfully should be.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups as Halloween candy?
Yeah, the best one. The pumpkins and the ghouls.
Okay, but you didn't say that. News, I'm going to give you this one.
What did I say?
You said Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Pumpkins are different than cups.
Oh, sorry.
Like,
well, I guess in general, the shaped ones are always better. But Reese's Peanut Butter Whatever's are top tier.
Used to be number one. Was it number one last year?
It was last year.
So
but
what
not
has taken over the top spot?
M&M's.
No.
When's the last time you had an M&M though? We keep them stocked at the Hack House. All the different flavors.
I always take a few handfuls. When I'm there.
They're good. They're low
plain,
key so good.
Plain M&Ms are ratchet.
You never have them.
Yes, you
and
do.
They have so many different
they're
flavors.
They're always
now.
Left over because nobody wants them.
Because no one eats them. But because
they're terrible.
Try eating them. They're good.
They're not.
They're so okay, good.
For some reason, the tiny packets, the mini ones that you get while trick or treating,
yeah,
far superior
no,
to just
not.
Like the resealable one.
What?
They just
first
taste
off,
different.
They make them resealable. If yeah. I open a bag,
they're
it doesn't
like
matter
size?
What size, I'm committed.
No, these are
other
big
than
bags.
The Costco tub. And by the
oh,
way,
yeah.
the Costco
are,
tub
no, too much
of peanut M&Ms is just a death trap.
It is.
Yeah, but you're onto it. The peanuts, they have the
peanut is the only good M&M,
now,
period.
Regular milk chocolate. Sometimes they have a fudge brownie. They
have
do
pretzel.
A,
they have what? Sugar cookie. No. They mm-hmm. like
all those
caramel.
Are, nope. Nope, the caramel is
oh,
okay.
The caramel.
But here's
I could just chew on that for hours.
It's not
it's
good
so,
caramel.
Like,
it's
thick.
Not good caramel. Chew. Okay.
That's
here's
the
my
problem.
Thing.
I don't want to chew it like
can
that.
Can we talk
that
about
means
the
peanut,
caramel's
peanut
hard. Butter one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The worst M&M of all time.
No.
The peanut butter one?
Yeah.
It's
oh.
so good.
Because it's big, right?
Yeah.
Kind of.
You think it's a peanut, so you're let down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, bud.
Mm. It's nothing like grabbing something and like, I remember being a soda drinker when I was a kid
mm-hmm.
and like, oh, you want some of my Coke? And like, yeah. And then you walk over and you're thinking, Coke, 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 Coke. And you put your mouth on the straw and you're like, and you suck up a big blast of Mr. Pibb. And you're like, you son of a, cause it just like your whole psyche. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It does. Yeah. Or root beer. Yeah. Everything's
it's
a lie
just wrong.
All of a sudden.
And you thought
like,
it was going to be something. Yeah. And you're like, this peanut M&M is going to be the best thing. Like, no matter what, if you think it's a caramel M&M and you're like, oh. Oh, and then you get that peanut, because the peanut M&Ms, the peanut butter M&Ms, it's not even good peanut butter. It tastes like the peanut butter powder. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, like the protein powder?
You know there
TB2?
Are people who literally they sell the powder at Costco, and then you make your own peanut butter with it.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
What?
Why would you I've never understood. If you're one of those.
What?
Yeah, they dehydrate peanut butter so you can rehydrate it at your house. What is wrong with people?
It has more protein in it.
I don't care. That's disgusting. It's like yeah. it's like box mashed potatoes.
Exactly.
What are you doing?
It feels like yeah.
just have mashed potatoes. Don't dry them out. Then just like what are you doing?
Okay,
all
gosh.
Things dehydrated. Unless you're eating like the dehydrated fruit and you leave it dehydrated.
I guess
then it's
like,
good.
Yeah, only if you're like an astronaut.
No, if you ever the dehydrated strawberries are kind of fun to pop one of those bad boys in.
Yeah,
your mouth.
They're sweeter.
Yeah, but you don't want to rehydrate it. Like you don't need to reanimate it.
Yeah. Yo, how do they rehydrate it? It seems like peanut butter would be hard to make.
It's a powder.
You just make it into like a...
You just pour water in it and like stir and
yeah.
stir until it's peanut butter again. It's like, or just buy Jif, you a-hole. Like, what are you doing?
You guys don't deserve peanut butter.
Let me just ask you this. Back to the Halloween candy.
Yeah.
Is this the study? So Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are number one, right?
They're number two. M&Ms are number one.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, yes, yes.
Sour Patch Kids are number three.
Ooh,
but
yeah.
I have a feeling that's going to change this year because the Nerds Clusters, they're now selling those in packages to be handed
Shut
out. I know.
Your face.
Wow. Those are really good.
I am yeah. not a fruit candy person.
They're so good.
But that is the one fruit candy. Mm-hmm. I just want to say that I saw a study that said Colorado's favorite Halloween candy is the Hershey's Kiss. In Colorado?
What?
No.
I am disappointed in you.
Same. That can't be accurate.
First off, it's not Halloween candy.
No.
No, it's Christmas time.
It's not Christmas time. You just think that.
They're more popular around Christmas.
Yeah. Because they make them in red. But when do you eat the silver ones?
Just any
a year. A random Tuesday.
Yeah,
yeah.
Year round.
Yes.
It's just
yeah.
Yeah.
But if I go to somebody's house and they hand me a handful of stupid silver things, we're...
Egg in the house.
I was going to burn it to the ground,
oh.
but we're close.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
TX, should we do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's time.
This is a big old intervention on you, Aaron.
Oh, dang, I have the boxes for you already.
Nobody's planning one for me. When do I get one?
You're perfect, Tiag. What are we going to intervene on?
The Chick-fil-A sauce.
Yeah,
but
no, that is.
Then.
No, never mind. Get away.
So Aaron has a list of about 3,000 movies that are popular and everyone's seen except her.
Yes.
So you decided recently to start tackling the list.
Yeah, I've gotten through 7.
Okay.
And one of the movies, and by the way, if you're going to be upset about spoilers, we want you to know, when did Inside Out come out?
The original one?
Yeah, like in the 40s. It's been
probably
out
like
since
2014.
2015, yeah. Good guess.
Okay, so it's almost 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So don't be mad.
And then the other one came out in...
What, the second Inside Out?
91. No, the other movie that...
So Aaron watched Inside Out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to say, but Aaron just informed us off air, which is why this intervention is happening, that she made it. If you've watched Inside Out, we need you to start texting into 51059 as to what institution we should put Aaron in. She watched the entire movie and shed how many tears?
Negative. None.
Not a single?
No. And I have seen The Lion King at least 24 times, and I bawl every single time when Mufasa...
Lions die. Yeah, that just happens.
Yeah, well...
But her innocence, when Imagination Land crumbles and falls into the earth, I'm inconsolable.
Mm-hmm.
There are different points along the way where, irregardless, yeah, my mom's word, of having my own children... I was a wreck during that movie, but at no point was I more of a wreck than the sacrifice that Bing Bong made.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
In order for Joy to make it out of the pit of despair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Bing Bong knows he has no future. So
yes,
because that's the sad part is like we all have imaginary friends or had them, and we just know.
By the way, can we take an aside on that statement?
Okay.
I didn't.
I don't think I did either.
I didn't either, but, you know.
I mean, I played with my stuffed animals and, like, they had...
personalities,
yeah,
and
but
whatnot.
But not, like, an imaginary friend.
I feel...
Yeah.
Is it weird that we didn't? Is it a normal thing to have one?
I feel like I tried a couple times.
They were kind of boring.
Yeah.
Didn't
they
like them.
They weren't interested. They went playing
you
down the street with the other kids. You know?
You either do or you don't.
They're like, we'll catch you later,
all right, Yoda, chill.
No, you just... It was like me. I remember trying to get Bullet to be my nickname.
Well, that's just dumb.
So it's trying to have an imaginary friend. They either stop by your house and they're just there because of some psychotic break that you're trying to like shove under the rug that therapy will eventually uncover and make you better. But or you just don't. You don't just go, hey, pretend there's a guy named Chad over there.
Yeah,
wait, is Chad real? Chad's real, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I've never seen him. Your buddy Chad?
You've never seen Chad.
No, I have.
Okay.
I'm joking.
Okay. Jesus. So anyway, the moment of truth. Bing Bong.
Yeah.
Jumps off the wagon.
Take
so
her
she
to
can,
the moon for me. Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing at all. I
not
was like,
a little...
No. I was like, oh, that's cute.
That's...
I'm dead I serious. Wasn't... You're dead inside.
No, like, and I was expecting to be just a puddle of mess because everyone that I know said that they bawled during it.
Mm-hmm. I bawled.
And I had nothing.
Yeah, I bawled the first time seeing it. I didn't even have kids yet. And it's like, I can't even watch it completely now that I have kids.
Can you imagine watching it now?
Oh, no. I've seen little clips of it and it's...
God. Did you cry at the beginning of Up?
Yes.
Okay. What was the other movie that you watched?
My Girl. Another
oh
one.
Oh my God. Hold on.
Nothing.
Wrecked. When he dies.
Spoilers.
That's from 1990 something.
91, yeah.
91, yeah.
So that's 25 years old almost. I mean, I'm real bad at math, but you know what I'm saying. It's like 30. How old is it?
I'm glad you think 24 I'm 25.
Plus 9.
Let's stick with it. No, it's fine.
It's 24 plus 9 is 33. It's 33 years old.
It is, yes.
24 plus, is that right?
It is, yes.
Okay. Okay, so he dies from all the bee stings.
Yeah. That sucks. Like, I had nothing.
Do we think it's, what do we think is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Were you, for that movie, for My Girl, were you distracted at all? Were you like, come on, Kevin, just, your parents will be back soon. Like, are you distracted?
Because
it's Macaulay Culkin and he's such a legend now
right.
that you
and
can't
he,
take
he was so cute in the movie. And I think I did get distracted, but by how the girl, what's her name, Veda, was so mean to him. And I just didn't like that.
Okay, but then he's dead.
Yeah.
And she, okay.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know why my mind has changed like this.
What's happening to Aaron?
Were you alone?
I was with my best friend, and we actually went to a celebration of life earlier that day. Exactly.
What?
Like that was she has not cried in years, and she shed like 10 tears during that movie, and I'm looking at her like I don't
10
feel
10 tears or like bald.
Well, that is bawling to her.
Okay.
Because she hasn't cried in such a long time. I don't know.
I just want to know what we should do with Aaron. Because, like, I'm genuinely concerned for you. Because these two movies make me, even sitting here thinking about, because Bing Bong and Joy try to get up there like 5 times.
Uh-huh.
It's just not working.
And she's ready to give up. And Bing Bong is like, let's do one more time.
Oh, God.
Knowing the whole time that he's going to make.
What he's going to do.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm getting worked up too. I'm emotional. Aaron?
Why don't I feel anything?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Let's tackle a problem by someone other than the people in this room. We call it OPP. Greta has some sort of issue.
Yeah, Greta found out the guy she's dating has been holding back a secret.
Oh, no.
Stop me if you've heard
warning.
It before. Yeah.
Oh my God. And on tomorrow's OPP.
What's with these men and their secrets?
It's not just men. Greta?
Yai.
What's going on?
Oh gosh, yes. So I have been dating a guy for a few months and he has had a secret. So I'm 36. Sorry, let me close this window. Everybody wants to race right now. Oh my goodness. And I'm like,
oh my
sweating
God.
Profusely.
He's the race car driver. No.
The race car driver. Like, what is NASCAR outside? What is going on? Yes. Okay. So, yes, he does have a secret. So, I'm 36, and he said he was 29.
Okay.
We've been dating for a few months. And he recently told me. He's actually only 19.
What?
Oh, my
Whoa!
Lord.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Stop.
Whoa. I was like, she could say 22, and I'm not going to react. I literally had a number in my head that I wasn't going to react at.
You're doing the math.
I was. I was like, not even the half thing. Just like, yeah, no. Like, you know, because then he can carry on a conversation and blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Yes. First of all, I feel like an idiot because, like, how 10 years, like, he lied about being 10 years younger. Like, that's crazy. Anyway.
I don't know. I think people don't have age anymore. It's so strange. Like, I agree.
Especially, guys have beards or whatever? Like, it just,
there
I don't know.
There are kids at my daughter's high school with full beards.
It's funny because the younger people look older. And then the older people look
older
younger.
Older people look younger,
yeah.
Right?
Well,
so
yeah, and it's
confusing to be alive.
Yeah, it's not like you're pulling birth certificates on dates either.
Have you gone out on a date and ordered wine?
Okay, so that's the thing. I was wondering why he didn't drink.
Well,
you're so stupid. This is why he couldn't prove he was of legal age. I didn't think about it when he didn't drink.
Yeah,
but
you can't. I don't know.
Yeah, but
has he ever said he can't go on a date because he has school?
19, he'd be out of school, college, I guess.
Yeah, he's in college. He's in college. Yeah,
he
yeah.
is in okay. college?
Oh, Jesus.
He is in college. You're an idiot. You know, good for you, boo-boo. Get your degree, okay? Let's do it. Get educated. I love that.
Wait, have you fallen for this guy? I mean, it sounds like, now that you know it, I mean, for me, like, if I were dating somebody... And she said she was 19. I don't know what age she'd have to say for me to be like,
I'm more in love with you.
Gross.
I feel like if this was the other way around, yeah. I would be such a creep, you know?
If you were 19 and he was 36.
Yes. Like if the guy, if you know what I mean? Like, no, if I was a guy and he was a girl, I feel like I would look at that situation like, ew, you're such a creep. But I really like him, and I'm just like, I don't know what to do, and I am a little flattered that he wanted to date me so badly that he felt like he had to lie about his age.
Did he think you were his mother?
Stop.
Oh, my gosh.
I just,
you can't date him. I'm sorry. I don't care about, like...
Are you kidding me?
No, he's 19. That's a baby. He can't even vote.
He can't.
He can't drink.
He can only buy cigarettes and porn. What kind of relationship is that?
Greta, I want to need Aaron to leave the room for a second.
I'm staying right here, bud.
Obviously, you've slept with him.
I have, and now I know why he had so much energy.
Wait, hold on. You might be onto something.
Yeah, Aaron, shut your
hole. This is what I'm saying. Don't knock it till you...
Oh, my God! We are not condoning... all right. Let me just get the phone number in here. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. It's inappropriate. Did you do the math? What is half of 36?
18.
18. Oh, half plus, of 36 is 18.
Plus 7.
25.
Yeah, no, she can date. She could date younger than 25.
No.
I was going to let her go down to 22. 19 is just a crapshoot from there.
all right, just go on to 6. That's close enough.
I'm not no, he's out of high school.
It's technically legal.
What did you guys know at 19, though? If he couldn't even be honest about
energy.
His age.
Okay, but Greta, you liked him before you knew this. So is he stupid? Like, does he, not stupid, but immature?
No,
does
he's not stupid. Clearly, I am.
No, but Greta, are you having good... Obviously, you said the relations are good, but like, are you like when you're on your alcohol-free date? Is the conversation good? Like, or does
yes.
he? Is, yeah. So he's.
Yes.
I'm going to say this, Aaron.
He's giving me better conversation than a lot of guys my age. I'm like, what is happening?
I'm not trying to be weird or creepy, Aaron, but I imagine you at 19 could have landed a 50-year-old because you've always been. You don't talk. Like
right.
you're your age. You're just an old soul.
Yeah.
And maybe this dude is that.
Which I understand that. And I don't mind the age difference.
Sounds like you did because you called him a child.
I do because 19 is so young. If it was like 42 and 26, that's a little different. But under 20, whatever the math is, I didn't, whatever.
So I have to wait till I'm 40? Is that what it
no,
is?
No, I don't think.
Well, I think, 20? Well, Aaron asked, it's kind of a trick question. It's like, well, what did you guys know at 19? It's like, well, what do I know now? I'm kind of just.
More than 19.
I'm dumb now, too.
But they're having good conversation, so.
But I'm dumb now.
No, you're not dumb, Greta.
I'm dumb.
We're all dumb. I mean,
but I feel dumb. I feel dumb because this is crazy. How did I not 10 years, dude? I can understand like 3-4 years. You know, guys have lied to me before about their age by like 2-3 years. I don't know what it is with these young guys. I don't know what it is
19.
With these young guys
Greta,
being attracted to me.
Greta, when you met him, if he would have said, I'm 19, would you have gone out with him?
Hell no.
So, okay. but
no.
He wanted to go.
So
I'm not condoning lying, but guys and girls lie.
Yeah,
they
to
do.
Get
they
in
do.
The door, mm-hmm. and then hope we set the hook hard enough before our truth comes out.
Right,
I'm like, so like, healthy.
I'm not saying it's healthy.
It sounds like this guy's
set the hook.
Yeah, he's doing
the hook is partially set.
Yeah, he's putting some work.
It
in.
Is. I wish he didn't, but I got the bait. I'm on the hook. Like,
but think about this. You date him for 2 more years. You guys are going to toast champagne.
My gosh.
Aaron, why are you such a stick in the mud?
I just think it's too young. I can't get over that.
19 is too young for you. You could date a 19-year-old right now.
No, I could not.
Yes, you could.
No.
In fact, if you're 19 no. and like the redheads.
Full lines. Wow.
I was going to say text because we want to. Greta, hang on. We're gonna get you some advice on what to do.
Please do.
Did she immediately have to break up? You're a breakup right now.
Yeah, for sure.
Because of the lie or because of his age or both?
Both.
Okay.
I mean, he did lie. It's a big lie. Is he lying about something else? Is he not even 19?
Stop the slippery slope thing. I mean, that's his big lie. That's his big shoe. I just hate it when people go, if she lied about the temperature outside, she might actually be on the wrong political party. Like, shut up.
Yeah,
it's like she lied about the temperature outside. It doesn't always have to be like, you lied about something small and you have seven other lies underneath it.
Yeah, I wonder what would the other shoe be to drop. He's 19. He's probably also not CEO of the Fortune 500. Right. Like, we kind of get, okay, we get it. You're 19 in school.
I'm hopeful that he's actually 19 at this point. Maybe that's his way of like slow releasing his, it's like,
it's all right, like, so I'm, you're cool 17. With 19.
All right, so you know how you always have to drive? My mom really wants to meet you.
I do have a permission slip for you to sign as well. They hit it off. That's the worst part. Like, obviously it would have been shut down, but is this one of those cute stories maybe they'll tell later on, or is it just like Aaron's saying, is it just gross and weird and he lied?
Because it's only 17 years.
Again, I don't mind the age gap, but 19 is so young. He should be focusing on his peers and people his age and dating his age and learning that.
Can't help who you love, Aaron.
I agree, but you can if they're a child.
No, he's not a child. According to the laws of the United States of America, he was
isn't 21.
No, he was no longer a child 1 year ago.
Mm-mm.
Yes, 18 is when you reach your
majority. I disagree
with
the laws of America.
Okay. Well, that's a whole other issue.
Get to that OPB next week.
Greta is dating what she thought was a 29-year-old who turns out he's 19. Is this an automatic deal breaker, or because he's great for her in every way, shape, and form, should she ride it out?
Full of energy.
I'm trying to use as many euphemisms as I can.
I see.
Should she throw the whole bunch of bananas? All right. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're trying to help out Greta. She was dating a 29-year-old man for a little bit, and then she found out...
he was not 29.
He's 19. She's 36.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron is vehemently opposed to this.
I don't mind the age gap, but I think it needs to...
Yes, you do.
Hold on. Let me finish. I don't mind the age gap, but I think it needs to be later on. I think 19 is too young for it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you can handle however many years this is. It's almost 20 years. It's 17 years. Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Oof. Yeah. But if it was 30 and 47, you're fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. But he loves her. She loves him.
Does
the
he even know what love is? That's what I mean. He's 19. Is he just like, oh, someone...
But like I said before, Aaron, you're different. You're not like the... Like at 19, I think you probably did.
No.
So,
absolutely not.
You're just saying that because you don't want me to win this.
No.
Jen.
Yai.
What do you think?
I think it's true. Like if it was reversed, it'd be more like people would consider it more creepy, but it's also like I think you should probably be with somebody your own age. So like I was telling them, like my daughter is 20 and this is her like first relationship and the dude's 34.
Oof. But, so it's basically the same.
Yeah. But the problem that I have with it more than anything is that she lied about it. She told me he was like 21 and then she told me he was 24. And then when it was time for me to meet him, she's like, oh yeah, he's 34 and has an ex-wife and all this stuff. So as a parent with a 20-year-old, I'm like, really? And I'm just like thinking like this dude is like predatory. Like what does he get out of being with a 20-year-old other than like the obvious things?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do they have in the same kind of conversations? What do they have in common? And why would this person who's already been
married and older and kind of had like life experiences have in common with a 20-year-old that, you know, so it's the same thing. Like, what do you have in common other than...
Especially if you're establishing the relationship with lies surrounding it. If you feel like you can't be honest about exactly.
your
together,
you know your mom's going to freak.
Because what's the right answer? You shouldn't be doing
this. I actually wouldn't have. If she was honest with me and upfront with me, I would have not freaked out as much as I did. As much as I did when it was a lie. When it was a lie and it was, it's like, okay, so that affects mine and her relationship because she's lying to me. But it's also like, if you are ashamed of it or you feel like weird about it or you're embarrassed by it, then you shouldn't be doing it.
But have you seen the two of them together?
One time.
And what was it weird or did it seem like they love each other?
I mean, they've known each other like a month. I don't know if love's in there, then that's just stupid.
I don't know.
But you know, I got married and I was pregnant when I was 20 years old, but it was to another stupid ass 20-year-old, not somebody that should, you know, I mean, it should be illegal to be married in my opinion when you're 20. I mean, you change so much between like 19 and 23 and you just change so much as a person and to be somebody that's already been through all those other experiences and stuff.
But Jen,
I just think that it holds you back from being your authentic self. And if you have to lie about it,
is your daughter marrying this guy?
God, I hope not.
But
because I'm saying
how you really
she could
feel.
Still change. You know, I mean, it's like she may grow out of this, but the more you push, the more she's going to stay with this guy.
I've taken a step back with that. I have. I've taken a step back and realized, like, I remember when I was 20 and if my parents said don't, I was like, oh yeah, what? Hold my beer.
Right, you know? Exactly.
But hey, you're only 20.
but it's just like, I asked her if it was everything and then like, you know, it was like piece by piece stuff keeps coming out. Like he was sitting in my living room and he says like, oh yeah, my ex-wife said that. I was like, ex-wife? Really? Ex-wife? Because that puts it a whole
Everybody's got a mulligan thing. By the time they're 34. Come on.
Yeah, but she doesn't. And I don't know. I just think like him, like as to the person who's on, was talking about the 19-year-old. I mean, it's kind of all based on a lie. And that's how I feel about this relationship. It's all kind of based on a lie. And if you can't be your true authentic self and say who you are, then I'd question everything that they say and do. But I'm a bitter old 53-year-old.
You were wise. That's
I'm just
what it
saying.
Is.
Sometimes you hold back the truth.
Nope.
Just
that's
until
lying.
Everyone feels more comfortable.
No, it's not.
You're just
that's basing the entire relationship on a lie. And then how can you trust that person anymore? Like I don't trust my daughter right now. I don't trust her at all. She's like telling me what she thinks I want to hear. And I honestly don't even know if the dude knew anything about what she was saying to me, but yeah, you know, I mean,
yeah,
I don't know. It's all fresh and new to me, but I think like, you know, really question like where you are. Cause you know, I know my daughter has daddy issues. So it's like, you have to question, do you have like mommy issues? Is he looking for a mom? Is he looking for somebody to take care of him? Is he looking for a relationship that's not balanced? Because to me, 19, and I forget how old she said she is it a
36.
Balanced relationship?
Yeah. But I mean, you know? They're both getting something out of it. I mean, I appreciate, and I hope, the one thing I hope for you, Jen, is that you mend the fence with your daughter. Don't let this, you know why she did it. Just don't. And I think if you just let it happen, she'll figure out she doesn't want to be married to a 34-year-old dude.
And that's how I am right now. I've kind of like the last couple of days have been rough and you know, and I'm like, I don't want it to damage or hurt our relationship. But as a parent, I'm like, dude, really? Really?
No,
I'm
talking a big game over here, but if it were my daughter.
Exactly. That's what I was just going to say, because I've been listening to you since your daughter was born.
Yeah.
And I've been hearing all the things that
I would not be happy.
It's like, yeah, exactly. Because you're like, what is this dude's motivation? What is his?
Well, it's,
you know, and then
we all know
with the 19-year-old, what's his motivation? You know,
Yeah.
What's his motive? Does he see long term? Is he going to, you know,
I guess she was. Okay. Mindy.
Yay.
Yeah. Yay. What do you think?
I think she needs to let him go.
Even though it's fun.
Yeah, when?
Maybe a couple more.
He's young. He hasn't even experienced like being 21 and going to the bars. So what's that going to do?
So maybe let him go in 2 years.
No.
He's old enough to go to the bar.
You're more invested in 2 years. No, let it go.
All I'm saying, okay, thank you, Mindy. All I'm saying is that's like if you wanted to get away from your guy, like, oh, I need some me time, just go to a bar. He can't come.
Yeah. That's like,
yeah, you can make faces at him through the glass.
Oh my gosh. Aaron,
why do you ruin everything? Gary?
Yai.
What do you think?
I think the situation's messy. Being a parent, I'm 37. I have an 18-year-old daughter. And if she told me that she was dating somebody that much older than her, I think I would freak out. It's not common, I guess. I don't know. I don't know how the parents would take it on either side of the fence. I mean, does his parents know that this is happening? Not that he has to answer to them, but.
But she could absolutely be his mom, but that's okay. Because maybe his mom's older. It would get weird if his mom is younger than you, right? Then that'd be weird. Mm. Don't you think?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I think it's weird now.
Okay. You're ruining everything. People just want to be happy. You were happy when she said he was energetic.
That doesn't mean anything.
Mindy.
Yai.
What do you think?
I'm a high school teacher, so...
So you date a lot of younger men.
Stop.
No. I think it's a hard pass. Their brains aren't even fully developed until you're 25.
Mm.
Like, the decision-making part of their brain is not, I just...
It's non-existent.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of my seniors turn 19 when they're in their senior year, and I'm like, oh, yeah.
All right, they can break up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I have a question for...
42.
Nope. But might be.
Oh.
I have a question for you, Aaron.
Okay.
And for all the listeners of this show.
Okay.
But not for T-Hack.
Okay. Should I leave the room? I've been yes, prepared for this day since day one. I'm like, at some point, they're going to go leave the room and never come back.
Well, you can come back. So we've been talking about doing this haunted house thing.
Yes. The Slacker Show Spooktacular.
Is that what we're calling it?
I don't know.
Okay.
You threw in sexy the other day. I did not like that.
I don't think sexy needs to be in there. If I go at all, the sexy it's implied, right?
Right.
Just from
in like a limo, sexy.
Well, more of a party bus because I think we want to bring 10 listeners, like 5 listeners and their friends and whatever, and then get a party bus and go to like 3 haunted houses.
Mm-hmm.
Just like go boink, boink, boink and then like hit 3 different things. And I think it's going to happen. In fact,
we're trying to put it together.
Aaron
for
is
sure.
making some calls today.
Yeah,
and then
reaching
our
out
promotions
to people.
Guy, yeah, like party bus companies. Some of you who reached out, and if you are affiliated with any haunted houses or party bus companies, we'd love to hear from you. There's a chance that one of our favorite pizza companies is going to mm-hmm. get involved in this thing. So T-Hack has stated that he doesn't like haunted houses.
He doesn't like spooky things at all, really.
Okay, but did you take it?
You do?
I like spooky. I don't like scary.
Oh.
That's what I love of Halloween. Okay. I love the little ghosts and like the pumpkins and the spook and the witch. Ooh, the spookiness. But not
I'm
the
sorry.
Like, I'm gonna rip your face off.
Why are you?
You're like, oh, this, whoa. I just wanted
this
the candy.
Is why,
whoa.
So this is why we asked you to leave the room.
Okay. All right. Because I'm getting defensive.
You're just calm down.
I have to see him in a haunted house now.
Okay. But did you, Aaron?
Yes.
Did you think he was being, like he was exaggerating
I thought he was playing
a
it
little
up.
Bit?
Yeah.
Yeah. So did I. So we had a meeting today with our mm-hmm. boss. And it's like, we're moving forward with this. We really want to get this to happen
yeah.
like third week or fourth week in October. We want to make this happen. Listeners,
and we want to go
guys,
to at least three, maybe yep. four.
I think four is going to be a stretch because yeah. we got to roll in, jump off the bus, go through the haunted house. And then Tiak goes, when are we going to do a ranch dressing tour? Because he knows that I would never eat ranch dressing. Like literally never. So he is comparing
yeah.
his mm-hmm. aversion to haunted houses to a deeply scarring thing that happened to me as a child that has made it so I can't put white and creamy things in my head. I just can't do it. I cannot physically do it. And you're making threats in front. Like, Tiak doesn't talk like that.
No, and he was very quiet in that meeting in general.
Super quiet.
Yeah.
I'm asking you, Aaron, and I'm asking the listeners, are we being jerks to Tiak for making him go on this thing? It's not. No. I see you nodding and moving closer to your mic. Da 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 da. Z-z-z-z. Step up. It. Are we jerks? Or is this just, well, are we helping him get through something? Because haunted houses are fun.
They're fun.
I don't like it.
Oh, I love them.
I don't like it. I'm sort of closer to T-Hack than I am to you.
Mm.
But you know what I am? I'm strong. And I'm a man. And I can go, as he knows he can't talk. I know I'm just pushing everybody.
Yeah,
I want to be a role model to my children and show them how to deal with adversity. Because you know what? Not every day is the things you want. You don't always just get to have Culver's every day. You know what I mean, Aaron?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to do tough things in life.
Yeah, but. Just seeing today the realness of his
is it
nervousness.
Or was he just, is this just? Is it like when you have an intervention with somebody and they're pushing? He's just flailing, like he's just grasping because he knows it's like. But if he once he's in this haunted house,
I think he'll do it, but he's not going to be happy about it.
So do we force him to go, or does he get the night off?
I think,
or does he,
no,
does
I
he
think
come on the party bus?
He comes on the party bus. We all do the first one. And then if he feels like he needs
no,
to sit out the next ones, then okay. I'm proud that he went in the first one.
I don't know if I don't want to be the guy because he's already threatening to pee his pants. All right. Okay. Permission to
Who
speak.
Who is that
okay.
a threat to?
Thank you.
I'm just, is it that bad? Is it that?
Yeah, So you said like you don't eat white and creamy things. It's something you would never do. I never go to haunted houses. That's something I never do. I did in high school when there was a lot of peer pressure to go and to be
much like this.
Brave and strong
yeah.
for you for the girl you're dating
yeah.
and that kind of thing.
I'm the girl.
but it's something I would never do. I haven't been since high school. So this is it's a big deal for me. Yeah. I'm a little
But it doesn't
also,
make you
Also I just want to point out that the idea started off as like maybe we could find some greatly decorated houses for Halloween. We could just see who's
right.
got the best decorations. I'm like,
right,
"Oh, I'm all
do,
in."
We're going to do that
was,
too.
No, my turn.
No. What? What?
You said I could talk.
Yeah,
my turn.
Let's play the quiet game. You first. Shut up.
Hold on.
Wow.
But does that mean he gets to talk exclusively?
I don't know.
I want you to know that I still want to do that as well.
Yes. So then it was like, oh, well, maybe we could also go to a haunted house. And I was like, oh, okay. And now it's like, how many could we hit in one night? Could we do like all four? Could we go to five? Like, or could we cross a state line to go to one? And it's like, nobody, I thought there was some decorations.
We're going to do.
I thought there was candy involved.
There's going to be candy.
Not like headless people and stuff.
We'll do a spooky thing. Okay. We'll do your spooky. We'll go to like Thornton because there was a couple good neighborhoods that also said, and we'll go do that. Okay. We'll do the light version of this thing. But like you need to be open to
scary.
Yeah. And I want you to decide. Will you let the listeners decide if you have to do it?
No, I'm going.
If we do it,
I'm going. I'm going to go in. Like I'm going to do it. But Aaron's right. I'm going to hate it.
That's why I think you could do the first one and then say
no,
I'm good.
No, I don't want him to do any. I want him to do all or none.
No.
Yes.
Okay, none.
No. Okay, fine. Don't do it. Then you know what?
I don't know.
Then I don't even want you to come.
Hold on.
You know, I'm just, no. This
I'll
is,
do my own tour.
No.
I'll be on the ranch dressing tour. Who wants to go on that? 51059.
Text it. You just stole my text thunder now? If anybody, I want you to know, I will write down every number who texts into 51059 who wants to go on the ranch tour and you don't get to come on anything else. Oh, come on. And you and T-Ack could go to all the, what would a ranch, can I just ask that? What would a ranch dressing tour be? You just go, isn't ranch dressing ranch dressing? Are you saying there are some places where ranch dressing is better than other ranch
Newman's
dressings?
Hidden Valley.
I mean, what?
Actually, yeah, restaurants have good ones actually because they're made differently or they make their own, they make them in house.
So you're
they're
saying it's like McDonald's Coke. Like you go into McDonald's and their Coke tastes different than everybody else.
Yeah.
So if you go into Buffalo Wild Wings, their ranch is somehow superior to, because I've been told this, that Dion's Pizza, their ranch dressing is superior
really?
To all of their.
Oh, I've never had it at Dion's before.
Yeah. Friends of mine who, when they get Dion's, they're like, did you get the ranch? And I'm like, no, why would I, what? Why in God's name would I? So.
Interesting. No, Texas Roadhouse has really good ranch too. It's like, it's very thick. You wouldn't like it, I don't think, but.
Okay.
It's on the list of places to stop by.
Okay. It is. All right. It should T-Ack have to go on this, text into 51059. And if he does, should I have to go on a ranch dressing tour? Because I don't think they're the same. I think you're being a wuss, and okay. I will throw up.
Should Slacker
have to. He might throw up, too. He was ready
He's
to pee.
He's not going to throw up.
He might.
All right. Yeah. Should Slacker have to change my pants if I wet them?
Yeah.
I'll do it even if you don't.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is, okay, we got to talk about, first off, Google F off.
Yeah.
Like, Google released the top Is It Weird searches, and they're all about
doing things alone.
Yeah, I think Google, if you're being honest, some is like, is it weird if something on my leg is emitting pus?
I was going to say, the number one thing would be like, is this lump weird?
Right.
Not these. This is not real.
Is it weird if it hurts when I pee?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you don't say weird. Maybe you go, what does it mean when it... It doesn't hurt when I pee.
Okay. Are you
I'm
okay?
just saying. No, but it's like... Like,
yeah, that's true. You probably don't use the word weird. You're probably just typing pain when I pee or something like that. I like to keep my Google search. I like it's just vague. I let Google kind of fill it in for me. Then you have plausible deniability.
Have you done the like have you tried to type in Slacker? Like what is Slacker? Like do
Oh, the autofill or whatever?
Yeah, when it's like
yeah, what should I do something?
Yeah, what is Slacker? Like I don't know because with Slacker it's going to do like it'll do Slacker Radio or
what
it'll
is
do
Slacker's real name.
That's the first thing that comes up. Does it have the answer?
Brian Adams. Hey,
is that really what comes up?
Wow.
Brian Adams
wow.
comes up. Adams,
yeah.
Like Brian
I
Adams
love
like
your work. Yeah.
You were in Kansas City? Wow.
There was a Slacker.
I think it's a different guy.
There was a Slacker on Kansas City Radio and he worked for the same company.
Oh, really?
Okay, this is a stupid inside baseball thing. So I worked for this company and then I was called Slacker the reproducer on the Greg and Bo show. And then a new boss came in, but I wasn't the producer. I was never supposed to be the producer. I was just supposed to come in and be younger than those guys.
Okay.
Because they were kind of like getting up there and just like saying stupid stuff. So they wanted somebody younger on the show. Whatever. Blah, blah, blah. hence you two in the room with me.
I was gonna say that sounds familiar.
No, but like, then a new boss came in and went like, "Man, you're a terrible producer," and I'm like, "Right, because that's not why I'm here." So he fired me.
Oh.
And so I was out of a job for 6 weeks.
You're really bad at this job you're not supposed to be doing.
Right. So I'm fired for 6 weeks, and the Kansas City Slacker stole the email address then.
Oh, my God.
He had
gosh.
Been out there, so then he was Slacker at Intercom for, like, a bunch of years. And I'd be like, Slacker 1 at Alice 105.9, whatever. I couldn't have it.
Wow.
And then one day, I got the fateful call that Slacker Brian Adams got fired, and I
Summer
got my
69 Brian Adams.
No, I think that's genuinely that dude's name. Wow. The dude yeah. in Kansas City
well,
was named.
Unfortunately, I have to say, just he has passed away.
Oh,
in April of this year, actually.
Wow.
Oh,
you okay. should give the email back.
No, I'm not gonna give it. But like, so that's
what, hold on. What did you search? Because I want to do it for our. All
what
of
is
us.
Slacker's real name?
Because other people,
what
yeah, people out there know.
G-hack.
No, my
which
real.
Makes sense that he would come up because he's got way more he's got more press because he passed away so he was in obituaries and stuff so that's
okay
you're right underneath I it though buddy I do, there is one I see it
I know what I got to do to get up to the top.
Google says that T-Hack is known for producing, hosting, DJing, and being a pun aficionado.
Google said that?
Yeah.
Okay, we need to get that result fixed. Okay, so here. You're known for that?
Yeah, I'm known more for Culver's, I think.
Okay. Do they say anything when you go into Culver's now? They have to. They have to go like...
No, I'm pretty low-key, pretty incognito, but I usually...
After they roll out the red carpet, or the blue carpet.
Yes.
I usually have the children with me, so I'm the one dad with the two kids.
All right, so anyway, back to the thing we started about 18 minutes ago. Is it weird to blank, and the number one search is it weird to go to a bar alone? And the answer is plenty of people do. That's what Google says.
Yeah, that's not an answer, Google.
That is not,
that's
an,
not
answer.
An answer.
Do you
yeah,
think
plenty
it's,
of people do it?
Do you
I,
think,
mean, I would never do it, but plenty of people
correct.
Do it. It's like Google.
I would never.
I need a defining,
really?
Is it weird, yes or no?
Would you?
No.
Yeah, mm-mm. Neither would I.
No.
I think I would. I just don't go to bars often enough.
Yeah, I mean,
like in general,
I do technically all the time. I go by myself, but I go there to DJ to work.
Yeah, so you're just a sad, pathetic sack walking yeah. into the bar. No,
well,
I'm
so
just
it just
like,
feels like on a night that I'm not going to work, I wouldn't do that. I would do something else, probably. You know,
okay. you would do it.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this: you're sitting in a bar by yourself, mm-hmm. and then I come in okay. to the bar by myself.
Yeah. Do I? And I know you. It's you. It's
no.
not okay.
Just some adjacent doppelganger to me comes and sits down. Like, you know that I'm a creepy dude.
I don't know that.
Yeah, you do.
You're coming into the bar alone.
Yeah, I know.
You might be here to watch the game because
nope.
it's not broadcasted
everywhere
else. Because
I don't have a TV at my house.
Well, because there's dumb rules that can't watch them here.
I don't know. To me, because then what happens is I had a friend who, that's all he did. He ate every meal mm-hmm. at a bar by himself. Like, all of his
wow.
dinners were at a bar by himself. And then anybody who sat next to him, he would strike up a conversation.
Yeah.
Nothing looks more pathetic than that to me.
Yeah,
like, you just seem like you're like, I don't want to ever be perceived as the desperate guy. I'd love to talk to you, mm-hmm. but you have to start it.
I would be way too paranoid about you're like forcing somebody into a weird, they're sitting at the bar, they just ordered food. Now you're talking to them and they can't leave. They have no choice.
Correct.
But to talk to me. So are they really interested in what I'm saying?
They're
or
not.
Are they just pinned against the wall?
Pinned against the wall.
They're waiting to pay. And also like the whole concept of a wing guy, wing man,
yes.
wing woman, like that, isn't that because going alone is a little weird?
Because then no one feels trapped. It's like, oh, if I don't talk to him, he's still got his friend.
Yeah.
Whereas like
but
our friend, you knew this person too.
Yeah. No, I knew exactly who you were talking about. They are a big people person and they just want to talk to people.
Like, would you go to a concert by yourself? Because
yes,
that's
I have.
Another one of the Google.
Absolutely.
If I saw you by yourself, after about 10 minutes, I'd be like, do you need help finding your friends? Like, I would feel terrible for you.
Why? I'm at a concert that I wanted to go to. Sure, people couldn't make it, but I'm still going to go. My happiness and what I do does not rely on anyone else. It's only on me.
Do you strike up conversations at concerts if
yeah.
you go alone?
Even if I go with people.
Interesting.
I want to make like a fun group around me.
I just,
it sounds like a nightmare.
My problem is you're just so well adjusted that it pain, like, don't get me wrong. I know you're doing it right, but I am the person who's afraid to do all these things. But what I wouldn't do, if I'm thinking about going to the bar by myself,
mm-hmm.
I'm not whipping out my MacBook and asking Google.
True.
It's like, should I do that? And like, then what? Get a list of questions? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, you don't want Google knowing how yeah, pathetic you are.
Exactly.
Yeah. The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
This is one of those things. Tiak sometimes digs his heels in on something. Mm-hmm. Are you on his side? You're on his side, aren't you?
I am.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
My heels are in.
Yeah. Okay.
The heel diggers.
Let me get everybody up to speed. We were just talking. There's this mom. She's a social media person or whatever, and she takes her son out on dates. And it's not like, I do not like it when people go like, it's a daddy-daughter dance. It's like, it's not weird, but it's just.
I felt that way too. I haven't been to one yet. My daughter's still new. She hasn't asked me yet. But I feel like that it's weird because I want to dance with her and stuff, but I don't, not in that way. Like, she's
in a
not
formal setting.
Yeah, like she's not my,
like,
yeah, but my wife has been on my case. Is like, no, you're gonna go. You're okay, gonna love it.
Maybe I have one heel in. I think the like daddy daughter dances, I think those are okay. I think what this influencer mom is doing is okay.
She takes her kid out on dates, not like
monthly dates, just to show and teach him how to treat a woman when he gets older, because he's 12. So it's just learning respect. Mm. And that I'm totally down for, because it is wild out there. And respect is not a thing.
I think I'm fine with the dates in this context, too. Because you're basically just spending time with your son as a mom. I think that's fine.
But
that's
then
great.
Are you asking him to get up and pull your chair out? Like, then it starts to look weird. The optics look strange to me. Right? Like...
Mm. I don't
like,
think so.
Oh, you got a little something on your face there. Oh, let me push your hair.
That's not what he's doing. He's pulling out the chair, opening doors, learning how to budget, just random.
Okay. I mean, I'm actually, okay, then I'm okay with that. But what, it sent Tiak down this
yes,
rabbit
and that's
hole.
Where my heels go in too, because I'm on his side for that.
All right, let's get the heels out.
Okay,
so
go ahead.
It's because I see a lot of parenting content on social media because they target me. I'm a younger parent, so that's all I get. And I see a lot of people talking this way. There's two schools. Whether you're a dad with a daughter, the thing I hear, if you're a dad with a daughter, it says you're the first man that she'll ever love. And
okay. And what's wrong with that?
I think it's true because, yes, but also not in a romantic way, and not like the love I have for my daughter, the love she has for me is not the same as the love she will potentially eventually have for her husband, her future husband. Like, that's a different thing. And,
but don't
and
you
that,
think...
I'm not in competition with that. So it's not like she's breaking up with me to then go live with her husband. That's not how I'll always be her dad. I'll always love her. She'll always love me. So we're not breaking up.
But don't you think the intent behind that statement is like, you should show her how a woman should be treated?
I suppose, yeah. But I think I model that behavior more with my wife than to her, because I don't romantically love
my
daughter.
Way to rub it in your face so you can keep a wife, bro. No, but I mean,
but you do other things now. When you get your wife flowers, you get a bouquet for.
Yeah, I get one for her too. So she's used to getting flowers, but it's not because I'm dating her. It's just, I don't know. I just find it weird.
But you're blurring the line too, then. It's like, I get flowers for this one and I get flowers for, like, I don't know. I feel like you're riding both sides of this argument. You're like, I don't want her to think like that, but then you're treating her exactly the same way you treat your wife.
Not exactly.
No, you know what I'm saying. Okay. But to her, it's like, oh, daddy gives flowers.
She's also one, so.
Right, for now. I'm just saying, yeah. I don't know which side of this. I'm just saying, yeah, or, I don't hate the idea that Mia looks at me like the first man she'll ever love.
But then doesn't that mean eventually she'll love someone else and then she will no longer love you? That's kind of what it implies to me, and I don't think it's that way at all. Just like, you don't date multiple, unless you're Aaron, you don't date multiple people. Sorry.
That's
all right, I'm not on your side anymore.
But it's like you move on from one. Or the other one I get, it, or I've seen before on mom TikTok or whatever, is like when you're a mother raising a son, it's the longest breakup of your life. Because every year you get a little further, he gets a little older, you get a little less close, he becomes a little more independent.
Okay, and that one I don't like.
And that
I
to agree. Me, it's the same to me. It's like you're not breaking up with your son. Up. He's growing. He's just old. He's getting older. You're still and his you're mom.
It's going to modify. Like exactly. You're eventually going to be less of a, and not nurturer, but you know what I'm saying. Like yeah. You don't have to do his laundry and make his bed, but
you
now
want
you're just going
to
be
to raise your kids to be independent.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So yeah. When you, I kind of understand. It's just to me like this influencer mom. We are blurring the lines. It's like don't sexualize your children, but take them out on a date. Don't sexualize your children, but this is a long mm-hmm. breakup. But like,
yeah,
then,
it's
which way are we having it? I don't.
And that's, I think it's weird to say that to your kids, to be like, you know, I'm the first man you'll ever love. And so, you know, it's like,
yeah, you're right.
It's but weird pressure and kind of like, mm-hmm. but I will love my daughter no matter what forever. I'm sure you would say the same. Like
100%, no matter what,
there's
forever
no breakup happening. There's no like that our relationship will change. As you're saying, as she gets older, she'll need me for less. She'll find perhaps a husband or whomever.
But will like there be a point where you stop buying her flowers?
It's T hack. No.
No, I mean, I'm dead serious. Is there, like, when is that weird?
I don't know. See, and now you're making me rethink it. Am I blurring the lines by just.
I'm not trying to make it weird, but I'm going to tell you this. No, I shouldn't say it. Because you're going to start taking her to school, just like you take Leo to school.
Mm-hmm.
And just before she leaves, she's going to wrap her arms around your neck and put a big smooch on your lips.
Okay.
And then eventually you're going to be in a school drop-off line and she's going to lean over and kiss your cheek and then get out of the car, maybe still wrap her arms around your neck. And then one day she's just going to get out of your car with literally none of that. And why would you buy that little flowers?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we're breaking up.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So I got a story about nursing homes and how territorial they are about their food.
Oh, okay. No, that sounds like a jail. You're like,
have your arms over here. Get back off. All right.
I've got a story that might be a record breaker.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
We've all seen high speed, intense police chases.
Oh, boy.
How about a low one?
Okay.
Mm.
A man in Florida!
Let's go!
Treated some onlookers by leading cops on an intense chase of 3 miles per hour. He was first spotted
He's
after
majestic.
He like wow, his hair is flowing in the wind.
Three miles per hour. You're saying 3 miles per
hour. Yeah, like 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Put down the pokey strips.
The spike strips. Get him, spin him out.
He was first seen after he kicked his passenger out of the car.
Whoa.
Like the moving.
That's just like.
I know. He basically just opened the door and got out.
Step out there, Bob. Okay.
But the reason he did that was because the man was mad at him for doing 15 in a 55.
Oh.
So he slowed it down even
more. Slowed it down to 3.
Yeah.
He had himself in a low speed chase.
Yep. And then he got stuck in a ditch. Oh. The cops had to break the window and then arrested him.
The ditch has to be like, this was kind of nice. You just drove in. People usually careen in here.
Yeah, no, this is great. Okay, so he's going to jail.
Yeah.
Slowly.
Slowly. I think they're still on their way.
Yeah, they're on their way.
This happened last week.
Don't hurry. My story, not from Florida. But it's from its northern neighbor, Georgia. Georgian accent? There it is. A resident of a nursing home believed someone had stolen his sausages.
Nope.
You stole my sausage.
Oh, no.
And I don't know if you know what happens when you steal sausage in a nursing home, but I bet you didn't guess. You get stabbed.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. The one who accused the other one, they were canned sausages, by the way.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's not
I wonder
worth.
What would happen if it was, like, quality.
Good ones?
Yeah.
Like the Jimmy Dean breakfast sausages? Oh, I believe that's probably some sort of... Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Firing squad. No, he accused the other person of stealing his canned sausages and then went for a stabbing. Yeah. Stabbed the dude. He had to be taken to the local hospital for treatment.
Wow. Mm. Goodness.
They are investigating these.
That's brutal. Any
sausage puns? Anybody got anything? It's probably best that we don't. Those were all the stupid sausage-stealing ninny muffins.
Oh my gosh, that was all of them?
They're all dead now that we can find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.